Get ready.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live shit? Welcome. Welcome to the D, baby. It's all live down here. What you see is all real.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome back. Episode 362 of the What Up Though podcast.
Yeah, man. Had to take a week off, y'all, because that this virus going around fucked your boy up, man.
Man.
That shit had me out the game, dog. I ain't been that sick in a minute, dog. Like, that shit had me fucked up. But I not the worst part of it, but the part that made it so bad is that, like, when you have so many goddamn kids. Illness is just
tribe
like,
over there. And shit,
yeah,
and
illness is starting just
five
the house,
over
dog.
There. Fucked up. Did your oldest get sick?
No, Michael didn't get sick. He wasn't. He wasn't here at the time when, like, when I got sick. I was taking him to school for the last time for that week, so I didn't see him again after that. So, he looks like he made it out, but. Yeah, man, that norovirus shit swept through this house, dog. My youngest daughter brought it home like early last week, probably into the previous weekend. And all it was, she was perfectly normal all day. And then just randomly in the middle of the night, she would get up and start throwing up. And like, what the fuck? Like, you haven't been sick or nothing. Like, all day, like, no other shit going on. She just randomly start throwing up.
Nigga, that's concerning as fuck. Like, what the fuck is going
on?
Yeah,
I'm just like, what is, like, what, I mean, like, but babies, like, I mean, she's not really a baby anymore. But, like, you know, small kids like that, man, them niggas be getting sick. They be throwing up, dog. It's like, it's not totally uncommon. It's just, it just kind of felt like, damn, you wasn't even sick all day or nothing. Like, but maybe this is the start of her getting sick. But then she'd be fine the whole next day. And then started throwing up again at night. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And, but still, like I said, it's not uncommon. So, like, I didn't behave any differently. I didn't think, like, maybe she's got some wildly contagious illness right now. Like, I didn't think that, so I didn't behave any differently. And then Wednesday when we recorded the podcast that morning, man, like, so, oh, even before that, my oldest daughter got the shit the night before me. So it was a Tuesday night, and she came into our bedroom at like 3-4 in the morning, talking about she threw up in the kitchen trying to make it to the bathroom and all this kind of shit. And she was trying to get to us to tell us she didn't feel good. And before she could get there, she threw up in the middle of the kitchen. And then for that whole rest of that night, she was like up puking back and forth. And I stayed upstairs and slept on a couch, quote unquote slept. I didn't actually sleep, but I was on the couch and she was back and forth or whatever. And then that next morning is when it hit me, because I went to go take Michael to school, and that's when I got so bad I had to pull over and start throwing up. And I'm like, okay, I don't even throw up, nigga. Like I could, like, even like, I haven't thrown up in so long, like, I couldn't even tell you when it last was, because even when it's like my body automatically rejects the urge to throw up. Like, I haven't thrown up naturally probably since I was like in my early 20s. Like just a natural, just like throwing up. Like, I've made myself throw up to alleviate a upset stomach that I knew I needed to throw up, and my body was not allowing me to. So I made myself throw up. That, but like, as far as like not actually like putting my finger down my throat in order to it help me, like, just naturally throwing up, I haven't done that since I was in like my early 20s. That shit took me the fuck out.
I totally remember. I remember the last time I threw up. I threw up, excuse me. It was March 2020. it was me, Dan, and Tony. We were at Ristafari.
Kentucky?
No, Indiana, visiting
I knew, yeah, that thing, yep.
And it was acid reflux. We had went to a Mexican spot that night, and I knew I shouldn't have been eating that shit that late. And, you know, I laid down, because usually for me, And I thank God I haven't had a acid reflux episode in a couple of, well, shit. Maybe after that, but I started not eating like a lot of spicy foods late. Cause the thing is, if I eat spicy foods, I need to sit up at least an hour or two. But that day I kind of was, you know, we had been drinking all day and stuff. So I, you know, whatever, laid down, everything I know, I felt it coming and I went in the bathroom and I threw up everywhere. I had throw up on the sink, on the toilet, every Damn. Fucking where. And these motherfuckers were asleep and did not hear me, dog. I'm like, I almost died in that bitch. And these motherfuckers not, cause we had this one big ass room. It was two beds and a couch and shit. These motherfuckers did not hear me, dog. I was in that bitch for about an hour. Well, I was throwing up about 20 minutes, but I was in there for another 40 cleaning up the shit. But I had chunks all in the fucking sink. And, oh, that shit was horrible, dog. Yes, but to your point, I don't throw up often either. But yeah, March 2020 was the last time that, yeah, that shit was free flowing like a motherfucker, bro. And it was all the fucking sauce. I knew exactly what it was as soon as it started happening. Like that fucking Mexican food, dog. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But my bad, I kind of
I was on my own, just kind of just monologuing ass rant anyway. But yeah, no, it swept through. It fucked me up. So me and my oldest daughter were laid up for a couple days together, while my wife and my other two daughters kind of just went, because by this time the youngest was okay. They just went on through life, and I'm just like, and I'm thinking at this time, I'm like, okay, well, now I understand that this shit is probably contagious, and now articles are starting to come out about this thing going around, and now I'm hearing other people talk about it. I'm like, okay, so this is apparently a thing. Oh, shit. My wife and my other daughter can get it, and somehow, well, not somehow, but my wife got it as soon as I got better.
I'm like, nigga, they know somehow, motherfucker. That was the whole house is just contaminated.
No, I was about to say,
shit.
No, what happened is somehow my middle daughter did not get it. And I said, there is no somehow, because when my wife got sick and I had to take care of the house, I went to a great, great deal of effort to make sure that they stayed separate. And so I'm like, at least let me try to stop this one from having to deal with this.
Right.
I kept my wife downstairs in our room. And that specific daughter was not allowed to go downstairs. And my wife was essentially not allowed to come upstairs. And I just ran the house and just did whatever. And I'd bring stuff down to her or whatever.
How did the kids react? Because, I mean, obviously they don't want to be away from their mom and shit.
I mean, not that badly. I mean, they were, you know, probably at school or something during the day. And then, like, I don't know. I didn't even bring it up because my whole thing was, like, it's just a day and a half or whatever, like, yeah, it sucks. Fucking deal with it. Like, you want to be throwing up like me? No, then shut the fuck up and stay upstairs. Like, so, I mean, they were fine because I told them, like, this is what's going to happen and you're going to accept it. And that's what it was. So, I mean, they were fine with it, but, like, and ultimately ended up working because she didn't get sick. So, I was able to stop her from getting sick. But, yeah, ultimately, that shit swept through the house over the course of an entire 7-day time span of a week. And yeah, that's why we were off last week, because yeah, I was not in good shape.
Man, that's crazy, man. Fucking kids, dude.
Man, dog, I hate that shit, dog. They just be bringing home all manner of shit, dog. Man, like, I hate this shit.
Wow.
Like, man, these niggas stay sick, dog. And again, that's another problem with having so many kids, is that it seems like it's always something wrong with one of them. like they're all healthy right now, and I feel like within the next couple days something gonna go wrong. And like, what? It is like, it's not that extreme, but it does feel like somebody is sick like almost all the time because there's just so many of them. Like, how could they not be?
Man, well, I'm glad y'all on the mend and shit. So everybody's good now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's good now. We fully recovered. I don't know if it's just because I'm old or because of how sick I was or because I smoke a lot of weed, but like, man, I've been really tired lately, dog. Like, man, I've been going to sleep so early and not by choice. Not just right. Like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed at 9 o'clock today. Like, no, I'm just asleep by 10 o'clock, like sitting fully on the couch.
Bruh. So I hung out for St. Patty's Day Sunday and shit, did way too much. And so, trying to think, did I So yeah, so Monday come, I'm tired as fuck and shit. And I'm like, you know what? Monday night, I am going to bed early as hell. Like I had to work late, so I didn't get off work till like 5:30. By the time I got home, it was like 6:15, 6:20 or some shit. And I'm doing a couple of things around the house. I got in bed at like 8:40. Like I never get in bed that early, dog. But of course, I couldn't sleep. Like, yeah, I couldn't sleep though. So I was watching The Gentleman. So I had my tablet up there and I'm watching that. My wife is watching something. So I got my earbuds in. So I watched like an episode, almost an episode. And I finally got tired. I think I fell asleep probably about 9:45. And man, that was some of the best sleep I've had in years, dog. Granted, I woke up a few times. We talked about this, I think, last episode. I woke up a few times like, you know, oh, shit, you know, I got more time. Like, I woke up thinking it was like 5:30 and shit. It was like 2:30. I'm like, yes, went back to sleep and shit. But, yeah, that was some of the best sleep. I just need to do it more often. I mean, obviously, tonight won't be a night like that. But tomorrow, I'm planning on being in bed early. A lot of times I wake up tired. And I hate that shit. But that day I woke up like I wasn't fully refreshed, but I was close. Like I didn't even feel groggy like I normally do. Sleep is definitely fucking important. I don't get how people don't like naps. Like, I don't understand it. Like
what's not to like?
Like, what's not to like? Like, man, a good nap, like. And then, you know, you had those really good ones. Well, it's not like just falling asleep on a couch. Like when you undress for bed, like you're taking a nap, those are the best fucking naps, dog. Like, man, like you might get a little drool on a pillow. Like you good, good nap, dog. Those are my favorite. And I don't get a lot. I don't do that a lot.
That's a rare opportunity.
During the week, it's really not happening. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a nap, shit, I'm always go to bed. But on a random Saturday or something, man, get a good nap from like 2 to 4 or something. Man, that shit is clutch, dog.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to know about that ever again.
I was just about to say, I was going to add to it that I realized that I come from a privileged situation of not having kids in the house. So, you know, I could just run and randomly take a nap and shit. But yeah, man, fucking naps.
I don't pass up an opportunity though, dog. Like if that opportunity slide up, it's a lot of things that I will put on the back burner if I could take a nap that I know is gonna be unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's like, okay, I got an hour or whatever, then I might just be like, all right, well, maybe I'll do something else or whatever. But if I know that I got like, say, 3-4 hours. To where I know I can go for like 2 hours and nothing gonna bother me, and I can like maybe put my phone on do not disturb or something. Man, nigga.
Man, that's
it's a lot of stuff I put awesome on the back burner for that, dog, to make that happen.
Like I think it was like last Sunday or something. Me and my wife ran errands early. Like we were at Sam's Club at like 9 a.m. Other shit. You know, grab something to eat while we were out or something. Man, by the time I got home, and it's one of those, you know, feelings where you feel yourself like you need the rest, like your body is just tired. And I just like, you know what? I'm not fighting this shit. I don't got shit up. I'm about to go take a good ass nap. Like I put on my hoop shorts, nigga, I got under all the covers, nigga, and was just in the middle of the bed, knocked the fuck out, dude.
Man.
But yeah, them be the good ones, man. I swear.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I saw you had a couple of topics. I ain't got too much, but I'll go off. I think I could, you know, jump on some of the pause.
That was like a preemptive pause, like pause before I even say something.
Right. But I was interested in your first topic because I really don't know what's that about. But so, yeah.
So are you aware of the show Love on the Spectrum?
Very vaguely. I know the gist of it.
Okay, so for those who might not be, it's like my favorite show in the whole wide world. I love this show, dog. And it's because, I don't know, man, it just makes me happy. I've talked about it. I think I've talked about it kind of a lot on the podcast, yeah, or before, at least a couple of times.
To the point where I want to watch it, I just never have.
Yeah, basically, all it is, it's a show about people on the autism spectrum going on dates and shit. And okay, what I like about it is that all of these people are so innocent and unfiltered that they just do and say adorable things all the time. And it's like they're also nice and kind, and there's a genuine kind of like automatic like you're drawn to these, most of these people, like a couple mm-hmm. are kind of annoying, but you're drawn to these people in a way that's like wholesome, like they're just naturally engaging and people who are naturally likable, and you see them, if you see them struggle with dating, you feel bad for them because they're naturally likable, and if you see them have a good time or they say something wild on a date or they do something wild on a date, and it's like, who gives a shit, because they're both of them are wildly nervous and it's just cute anyway. It's just a really real joy to watch. And especially for me, it's like, as you know, somebody who is angry all the time, it's nice to find something that makes me like that genuinely happy. Like I'm happy when I watch it. I'm laughing my fucking ass off because they're fucking hilarious. I'm cracking jokes and shit. Like me and the wife, like tears, crying, laughing at these people. And like, and not like, again, not in an insulting way, but because they're so innocent and endearing, but like unfiltered. It's like, you know, how they say kids say the darndest things. Mm-hmm. It's like it's like that, but like they're normal sized and not kid sized. So anyway, I love that show. And I saw an article today, though, with the headline, Netflix disability dating shows need to be rethought. And immediately I'm like, y'all found something to complain about with this shit? Like now you found something. This is where we going to complain about now? Y'all niggas found something to get offended by on this show? Which, mind you, I have never once heard anyone who represents any kind of autism spectrum groups or anything like that, or specific individuals. I've never heard anybody say that this show is offensive to them. Everybody loves this show unanimously. But for whatever the reason, this bitch decided she wanted to like get some clicks and was like, oh, this show's popular. Let me search for offense to find. You've already found a reason to be mad. Like, how are you searching this hard that you found this lovable show that everybody unanimously likes and you found something to be upset about? Like, you found something that you felt you needed to complain about. And on the side of that, I don't really believe that they found something they watched this show and was like, hey, I'm offended by this. I think the reality is they saw how popular the show was and it was like, I can get a whole lot of clicks if I say something negative. And that's what they decided to do. But the gist of the article is essentially that they quote this woman who's a assistant professor of English language and literature at the University of British Columbia, who specializes in disability and rhetoric. She says, quote, the audience is not disabled people. It's predominantly non-disabled people or their families and caretakers. These shows are not about visibility. They're about spectacularization, about producing a kind of intimacy through distancing. Participants are in, oh, wait, no, this is, that's not, no, that's not a quote. That's the person, the writer. This is somebody actually different. Before I even get to that, what was, like, where's the problem? Just out of curiosity. She said the audience is not disabled people. It's predominantly, like, so it has to be made for disabled people? It can't be made for everybody? Like, why does it have to be made for disabled people? Like, why is that a prerequisite? And then she's like, the shows are not about visibility. They're about spectacularization, about producing a kind of intimacy through distancing. What are you even talking about? That's like, what's the problem here? Like, what is the, what, I'm waiting for the criticism here. Like, what's the problem? Or you just like, are you just saying things now? And you're just like, oh, these are reasons to be mad. Trust me. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, I'm gonna read that and be like, wow, it is about producing intimacy through distancing. I'm so mad now. Like, okay, like you are reaching so hard to find something to be upset about. And I'm just like, what I'm tired of is, it's two things. And this is the point of me bringing up this article. When Trump was building up to being president and he was saying all the wild shit he was saying, and you remember the whole audio of him talking about, like, you could do whatever you want with him when you're famous, so you could grab him by the pussy and all that kind of shit. And all the standard that he set for, like, what you can get away with saying, he was so far crazy with his shit that now everybody seems like they're like pushing too far to the opposite side to counter all the people who are like, we should be able to do or say whatever the fuck we want. Now you got these people who are on the whole opposite side of that, who are just like, we need to protect every single individual person. So if anything has anything that might offend any person, we have to take, we have to do something about it. And I'm so sick of that shit, dog. Like, I'm so sick of people acting like the more offended they are, the more virtuous that makes them. Like, oh my God, I'm so fucking sick of this shit. And the second thing I'm sick of is people acting like if you sick of that, if you're sick of that dynamic, then you are now that same opposite end. Like the person who's like, I should be able to say whatever the fuck I want. Like, no, I'm not on in either extreme end. I'm on both them niggas is full of shit and they all need to chill out. And that's the reason I put that article in there is because I'm sick of people trying this hard to find something to be offended about and then writing articles like, hey, you should be offended about this thing too. Nigga, everybody who has ever watched this show loves it. And then this bitch want to write an article telling us why we should be offended. Like, man, bitch, go fuck yourself, dog. Like, man, these miserable fucking hoes, man.
It's sorry. Like nothing. It's like, you know, nobody, you know, complains or doing. And then it's just one person that just wants to stir the pot for no fucking reason. Like you say, none of the people on the show, from what you understand, I mean, I don't think they would do the show if they felt they would be offended by, you know, the reaction.
Like, no, I didn't mean people on the show. I mean, like,
No. I was saying
in general.
Like, well, yeah, but I'm saying the people, even the, I'm saying if it was a complaint from the people, even on the show, you know what I'm saying? Maybe partially see it, but no one on the show is complaining. No one from that community is complaining. A fucking outsider. Why do you care?
Like I said, it's just, you and, her, and that's what the problem is. She just wanted to fucking get, wanted to get clicks based off of the fact that she was saying something about a popular show. Like, she might not even really fucking believe the premise of her article. And that's what bothers me is, like, man, it's so accepted now to do shit like that. And no one is, well, I'm not gonna say no one. I'm sure somebody's probably just like, this bitch need to chill out, somebody other than me. But I don't know, man. It's way too, I can't say way too accepted, because there is like a large group of people who are like, I can't stand the fucking snowflake lefties who are offended by everything. And there was a time when that was said and it didn't apply. Like, people were saying that when people were getting checked for things that mattered and important stuff. My problem is that now those people are right. Like, now people are going too far with this shit. And yeah. Now I feel agree. Like, but I don't want to be aligned with the people who've been saying that this whole time, who've been saying, like, the people on the far left is too pussy and all, and too woke and too whatever. And granted, they use the term woke wrong, but I'm using it in the context that they use it. Like all those people who were saying that, they're right now. Like, it is too much. Like, now we got these fucking think pieces about Love on the Spectrum, which is like a show that everybody loves. It's wholesome in a world where everybody's full of hate and all this kind of shit. There's a show that everybody loves and makes everybody feel good. And she's just like, yeah, here's a reason y'all should be upset by it. Like, like, that is disgusting, dog. Like, man, can y'all stop looking for reason to be offended? Man, I hate that pussy ass shit, dog. Like, and now, but then I sound like those far right people. But I'm like, I don't agree with them neither. I think they full of shit too. I don't like them niggas neither. So I'm like, man, but I just wish I wish people didn't feel like you have to be on one end of the spectrum. You have to be on one end of the spectrum or the other. You can't exist in the middle, dog. Like, man, these people.
It's way too much. It's way too much room in the middle to be one way on that shit. Like, yeah, that's dumb. That's stupid as fuck. But now I want to watch the show. What network is that on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
They got multiple versions of it. They've now labeled them appropriately. So, like, there's, like, Love on the Spectrum. I think it's, like, UK or something like that. That's, like, the original one. And then there's Love on the Spectrum US. And I think they both got two seasons. But they're not, like, a ton of episodes. It's, like, maybe, like, six or something like that. But the UK one is the one that I originally watched and fell in love with, but at the time it wasn't labeled like the UK version because it was the only one. And they, after that got successful, they made the US version. They're like, well, now we got to label it. So,
did you see a clip? I don't know if this was I think it was a real show, but it was like people with like weird addictions, and it was this guy who was addicted to eating and smelling tuna fish. And he went on his, and he would put like tuna, he would like dab it like his cologne and put it on his neck and shit.
Dabbing like his cologne.
Why ain't nobody mad at some weird shit like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Now you want to be mad at, you know, the show, the spectacle, everybody just having a good time and enjoying life and shit. Be mad at this motherfucker smelling like cans of tuna fish and shit out and about.
Man. No, I think that's like that's real. I'm pretty sure from the because it's a what's it called? My Strange Addiction or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's My Strange Addiction. Yeah.
I think that's actually from that show because there was something that I saw on that show that I was like, no, this. Well, I didn't see it on the show. I saw it like on Twitter or something like that, and I was like, that can't be real. And I'm like, nope.
It's that's what it was. You're right. Yeah, My Strange Addiction. That's what it was. Like, come on, dude. You really gonna walk around with fucking cans of tuna fish and dabbing yourself like it's fucking cologne and shit? Like, dog, what the fuck?
Like, open a can of tuna, be like, drain tuna, and this nigga drained it into a cologne bottle and shit so he can spritz it.
Yo, spritzing tuna fish juice is wild as fuck, dog. Fucking tuna fish juice. Oh, my God.
It smell like pussy in here. Damn right.
And
man.
Yep. So did I ever mention I mentioned so much shit to people about people I work with lately, and I don't know if I even mentioned this on here. But I talked about did I tell you about the guy who's in short, I found out in like one conversation in like three sentences that he was an anti-vaxxer and hated electric cars.
Okay.
So I hate this shit, man. Like, people just wants to just engage in conversation that they're just fiending to talk about or some shit. Like, this dude sits in front of me. He I don't even know his fucking name. Jim? I think Jim. I don't know. I don't talk to him much. Only time I talk to him when he brings up shit to me, and I don't seek his conversation anymore because he's a weirdo. And I don't even think he's a weirdo because of the anti-vax shit. It's just weirdo because he wants to just have conversations with people, and they don't really want to be having conversations with him. But one day I'm sitting at my desk, and I hear him answer the phone, and all I hear is, "Call me one more fucking time, and I'm gonna kill you."
The fuck?
And I was like, what the fuck? And nobody around me responded. So I'm thinking, like, why, are y'all used to this shit? Like, is this like drunk uncle shit? You know what I'm saying? You just tolerate. But apparently he does that when telemarketers call him.
Okay. Wow. Like,
what the fuck, dog? Like, it's just weird. And so he does shit like that. And then he just, you know, he shows, you know, he wants to, like, a lot of the guys around me talk about sports. And so he just showed this picture of a fucking Lions jersey like three or four times that he got hanging on this fucking wall at home or something. Like, he just randomly brings it out. It's like, so my task of trying not to be friendly with coworkers is going terrible because they always want to fucking talk. And I'm like, I'll be a dickhead if I just ignore them all the fucking time and shit. But at the same time, I don't even want to talk to these people like that. Like, oh, that shit's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It seems like the less interested you are in talking to people, the more interested they are in talking to you.
It's like they want to be like, what can I do to make want them to talk to me and respond and shit? It's like a game or some shit. Like, yeah, but the whole thing about the, I found out the whole electric car and vax thing. He's like, hey, check this out. Like, he just puts this fucking phone over my monitor to watch, and this car like blows up or something. And he's like, yeah, you can't trust these fucking electric cars and shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. And then he says, like, yeah, because these people ain't gonna control what I do with my body.
Oh,
and I'm
boy.
Like, what the fuck? What is that? And that's how I got on the fucking vax shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure he's far right Republican. Like, and then one day he starts talking about somebody. We were talking about the drive-in or something, and you know, talking about the construction. Like, yeah, she keeps saying she go fix the fucking roads. That's what's wrong with the state and shit. And just starts going off. I'm like, what the fuck did I just get? I didn't even get into. I'm like, what did I get myself into? I didn't even get myself into that. I just was fucking. I was caught by proxy of being 3 feet away from this motherfucker. Man, that shit is so trash, dog. So
I would not be able to handle that.
Bruh, I try to put my headphones in as much as possible, dog. But I got like earbuds, so it's not like you could see him. And he just reaches over and just shows shit. It's just so fucking annoying. Oh, I don't even know how I got on the subject of that.
I wouldn't be able. Bro, all right, I quit.
but the thing is, I got moved because before I was talking about the motherfucker who keeps saying literally, and the other guy who talked about his cars, and so I was so happy. But now I feel like I would rather be over there with them. Like, fuck. Like, I could tolerate that shit now, but not this motherfucking his weird ass ways and shit. Like, I feel like he's the type to say, like, you know, I do have a black friend or some shit like that. Like, he seems like that type of shit.
And why is he telling you all this shit? Because, like,
ooh, I have no fucking clue.
It's like he has to know that generally black people are Democrats. Like, yeah. I wouldn't assume that it's okay for me to say Republican type shit to a black person. I would assume the actual opposite.
I have a mustache and a beard, so that takes me out of being a Republican, a black Republican. They mostly don't. They all look like fucking John James and shit. But yeah, it's just, so I don't know, man. It's just crazy, dog. Like I say, my quest is to not, you know, be friends with my coworker. And the only one I'm cool with, the one guy that I got hired in with, older cat. He okay. He's okay, you know what I'm saying? And then I find out that he on Sunday he bowls like three blocks away from me and shit. Like, I please hope he don't ask me to come see him. I'm like, no. Like, he was like, yeah, I bowl in West, because you know, I drive from Westland area. He's like, yeah, I bowl over there, man. It's the fucking bowling alley is like right on Middle Belt. Like I could walk over there and not be tired and shit. Like, nah, not doing that shit. Crazy. But anyways. So you went to the DIA?
Indeed I did. So
what was the occasion?
So my wife's birthday was yesterday, and we didn't get to do much of anything yesterday. I have the ability to take as much time off work as I need to take, but I had a meeting that was kind of important to me. So I didn't take yesterday off. I just joined this team at my job. So, this meeting was important, and I'm like, okay, I'm never going to place work above my personal life again, but this wasn't that. This was me. It was because I wanted to do it, not because work would have expected me to do it. So that's the difference.
Right. No, I get that.
Yeah. So I didn't take her birthday off, but I did take today off so that we could basically spend a day together. So we went out to eat at this restaurant called B-A-B-U?
Yeah, I've heard of B-A-B-U. That. Never been, but I heard of it.
Yeah, it's a little small place. I mean, shit, that bitch had like 10 tables in it. They get like, it was not very big. A little small place, but food was good. Service was good. It was cool, man. It was nice. My wife had these fucking blueberry lemon ricotta pancakes, nigga. These are the best pancakes I've ever had in my life, nigga. And I got like, I put this in the caption in the picture I posted. Like, I've eaten a lot of motherfucking pancakes, nigga. I do consider myself to be an expert when it comes to pancakes. I've had pancakes from all over the place, nigga. Everywhere I go, I've had pancakes, nigga.
And that spot and was banging.
That was probably the best pancakes I ever had, dog. Like, the pancakes was fire, dog. And so, yeah, we went to the DIA. And the reason I put this in the topics, because I have an interesting relationship with museums. As someone who, like, I feel like most people probably would assume that I like to go to museums. That would not be the case.
I don't think I would have gathered that from you.
Okay, so I don't particularly like to go to museums, but here's the thing. The reason that I don't like to go, generally, is that I don't like when I can't have like a audio companion, like something that kind of like gives me context to what I'm seeing. And I don't even mean explaining like the art to me, like, oh, what that's what they meant. when they did this, this meant to be that. Like, I don't necessarily want you to explain like what a painting might mean necessarily, but I guess I give you a good example. When we went to the, Paris, we went to the Louvre in Paris. That's the museum where you the glass pyramid that you guys have probably seen on the internet before. We went there. And they have like a guided audio thing where you can put on this headset or whatever, and you can each piece in the museum, you can like play a thing like about that piece, and it'll like explain it to you, like, oh, this is painted by so and so. Like, that made the experience awesome for me. Like, went from completely from I don't like going to museums to I absolutely love this experience because I got to see legendary art. And then I also got to get the context. Without the context, it's like, okay, I see a painting of a nigga in a chair. What is that? Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Like,
right.
Okay, there's a picture of a mountain. Cool. All right, what? You know what I'm saying? So like, where I get the audio companion, though, it could be like, so and so painter did this painting for King blah 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 blah, and it was payment for when he robbed the king's son. You know, there might be a story behind it. It might be a thing where they might explain what that artist was going through at that time, or like whatever. But like, give me some context to what I'm seeing. So like, everybody else could probably go to a museum and just be like, "Oh, this is interesting." I go in there and I'm just like, "All right, it's the nigga sitting in a chair." Okay,
all right. Like, you need the background of the shit. You just need it's absolutely needed.
Like, okay, thank you. I get it now. Oh, that's a painting of a cat. Okay. Amazing. But no, man, like, I need that context. So when we were going, we planned to spend the day at the DIA today. And I was hyped for it because I'm thinking like, nigga, it's 2024. Nigga, I know they're going to have an audio companion just like they did at the Louvre. Oh, niggas are scrapping on this basketball game.
What game is that?
Memphis and Golden State. It's on ESPN. Well, it got stopped fast, but I saw somebody fall on the ground. Anyway, I'm thinking like, it's 2024. This is the DIA. I just saw an article that said this is the number one museum in the country. The number one art museum in the country. I know they're gonna have an audio companion.
And yes, so we've seen that shared a lot. Yes.
Right. So I'm like, I know they're gonna have an audio companion for me. So now I'm on the complete opposite of how I normally am with museums. Normally, I'd be like, I don't care. I don't need to see that. But now I'm like hyped for it because I'm like, I'm going to learn all this stuff about all this shit here. We get into that bitch and they're like, we don't do that shit no more. After COVID, we stopped. Like, it was unsanitary or whatever. So we don't have no audio companion no more. So I had to walk around that motherfucker with no audio companion. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's a nigga in a chair. Cool. I don't know why my example of every painting is a nigga in a chair. But I feel like that's what most paintings just think it's chairs. I don't know, dog.
So they just said, fuck it. They just said, we're not going to do the most efficient thing of you letting you know what shit is. There has to be a better way. I mean,
they ain't even, I'm like, why you ain't bring it back? Like, okay, so like, make it, like, you know, people don't have to use it. Bring it back. I'm sure you would sanitize.
Like, you could do a fucking, right, you could do a disclaimer or some shit, like, god damn, that's, or shit, make it where a motherfucker just download the shit, use their own earbuds or some shit, like something, you know what I'm saying?
That's the part that irritated me, because like, even if I say like, okay, I'm whatever, y'all don't want to have it no more, it's unsanitary and people are freaking out about COVID and all that kind of shit still, whatever, fine. Why don't you have something like what you just said, like an app or something, where I could do exactly that, just put my fucking AirPods in and be like, oh, this is painting number 179, and just punch that in and hear a thing about it. Like, why don't you have that? Like, I feel like that's a very basic fucking thing to have. And then to make it even worse, they didn't take down like the little indicators for when they did have the audio companion. So I would be standing next to a painting and be like, it would be a thing on there that says push 175, you know, whatever, to learn about the da da da. I'm like, y'all don't even take the fucking things now. So I gotta be reminded of how, so I could have had an audio companion.
You could have, but no, right. They just said, nah, we straight.
Right. So you gonna remind me that I could have had an audio companion? Fuck you, man. But all that to say, I was supremely irritated. I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy myself, dog, because I'm not going, I don't know what the fuck's, I don't know. I don't know what to do here. But I actually did end up enjoying myself because, one, I took a little bit more time to look at the artwork, for one, but for two, and most importantly, because I know so much more now, I have so much more of an appreciation for some of the stuff that I saw. So for example, now that I have a greater understanding of Roman history, when I got to the section on ancient Rome and ancient Greece, I was seeing things that I was familiar with. I'm like, oh, I remember hearing about how the emperors would put their faces on coins, and it'd be like, here's a Roman fucking coin with so and so on. I'm like, oh shit, I remember knowing about that. And I saw a sculpt of a bust of the first emperor that Rome had. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know this nigga. Like, so that kind of shit. And that also enhanced my experience. Going around and seeing like a lot of the stuff, a lot of the Italian stuff, like the Italian Renaissance period and all that kind of shit. And like being like a little bit more, not even necessarily familiar, but more interested in the history and just kind of going around. And they still had stuff I could read too, that was helpful. But like going around and seeing stuff like, okay, I'm noting here that they do a whole lot of stuff with Mary and Jesus. There's a whole lot of Mary and Jesus here in Italy. Like they're very big on that, as they still are today.
They still are. When I was there, Jesus, yeah, and my homeboys.
Catholicism is still going hard in the paint over in over in Italy, over in Rome specifically. But lots of pictures of Mary and Jesus, they would say Madonna, and that was something I learned too. I was like, wow, I was like, man, they really like this Madonna bitch.
This Madonna bitch, Jesus Christ.
I looked at all like, oh shit, that's Mary. Okay.
That's wild.
Madonna and child. Why did they say they didn't? If they had said Madonna and Jesus, I would have deduced, like, oh wait, it's like Mother Mary. Oh, Madonna. Oh, okay, I get it now. But it just said Madonna and child all the time. And I'm like, okay, man. Because it made me think that the baby that met was a nobody too. So I'm Googling and I'm like, man, who is this Madonna? Like, oh wait, like Madonna. Oh, okay.
Mary. So wait, Madonna is Mary?
It's my mother or mother, like something with mother, like Madonna. It's like a Latin term or something like that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But yeah, it's like that's their name for like the Virgin Mary or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. But seeing a lot of that kind of stuff, and just like even that was knowledgeable to me. Like, okay, like they're big on, not knowledgeable. I would have assumed, but like still just like, man, they do a whole lot of religious stuff in their artwork around those parts. But walked around, saw some cool black shit. And when I say cool black shit, I mean like, not like present day art made by black people. That I didn't expect to see. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Because it was like a section on reimagining black cinema. It's like a special thing that their special exhibit that they have going on right now. And it did have a bunch of stuff on black cinema, but it also had like paintings and artwork done by black artists. And I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook, a couple of pictures from that exhibit. I mean, within all of the pictures that I posted on Facebook. And, like those are really cool to see. Like they were dope. Like man, these are really, really good.
Were they any local artists?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't read about any of the artists. I ended up having a good time. And
you sure as hell didn't have any audio about the fucking artists.
Right. Yeah. I could have told you that if I had an audio companion, but yeah, dog, they need to have something like that, dog. Like you could get an app, something, dog. Like I'm sure somebody can make that for them pretty cheap too, dog. Like,
real attainable, dog.
That's
really
very
attainable,
fucking dog. Attainable, dog. Like, man,
I'm sure
the problem is doing the recordings, but yeah. like,
They have the recordings though.
Well, I mean, they probably have to. Well, yes, they would have to. Yeah, they would probably be additional ones that they would have to do because I don't think they have like a every single thing, every piece here audio thing. But yeah, that's right. They do have some. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, my thing is they have the audio, put that bitch on a fucking app. I mean, that just, I don't know. That just seemed like, that seems too easy to not have done, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I may not want to put my earbuds on another motherfucker's hat on or something, but I mean, make that shit so people
make can it so use like their it, own yeah, shit. Exactly. Like, you can give, it's the same. So, when I do, have you done like bus tours when you've traveled?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so I do these big bus tours when I travel, and they give you throwaway headphones, like little fucking plug-in shit, ones. Like,
I mean, I'm sure the same of fucking sources that they use for fucking flights to just give out fucking headphones to people that don't fucking use them, they can have fucking headphones, the fucking disposable ones for that shit. Like, that shit gotta be a thing, dude.
But even, like, and even if you don't, like, okay, so even if disposable headphones, people can't plug those into their phone, like, Even if that don't work, it still have it as an option for people who bring their own shit. Like, because especially today, almost like a lot of people carry earbuds or AirPods, or not necessarily the Apple product, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like earpods, some form of headphones or earpods on them, like all the time. Like, have that as an option. Like, if they, like, I'd have still been asked out because I just so happened to not have my AirPods on me today. But generally, I would have them on me. I'd have been like, okay. Like, the only reason I didn't already check for the app to see, like, maybe they have an app option is because I didn't have my AirPods. So I'm like, well, I'm not even going to bother looking. But if I had my AirPods, I'd have been like, I would have even considered it looking. I would have assumed they had it and just been like, let me find the fucking app or whatever, the website or whatever that has the audio companion to this. So, yeah
that's,
man,
that's just stupid, that was, dog.
Yeah, that was dumb. And I'm like, I feel like I could have had a better time if I had gotten more context to a lot of the stuff that I was seeing. But the downside to that is it makes the time there even more time consuming. Like, and that was my biggest complaint. Not complaint, but I guess the downside to going to the Louvre was I enjoyed the audio companion, but like, I feel like I only saw like 10% of the whole museum. So like, that sucked. Whereas today, I think I saw pretty much the whole thing. Like,
I would imagine you go faster because you don't have information to take in.
Yes, so, that's my point. Like, because of that, I saw the whole museum as opposed to, you know, only 10% of it. Like, if I had an audio companion, I probably wouldn't have seen as much, but I did. So I think I saw the whole museum pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, we did a tour from a bus tour from Rome to, I think, Tuscany.
Okay.
And we were passing certain stuff. And I think they was telling us about stuff that we were passing on the way, because it was like an hour half ride or something. But then when we got to the destination, you know, they were planning for the places we were at and shit like that. So yeah, shit's dope as fuck, but it's just stupid when they can't use technology to the fullest and actually have it on a fucking app. Like, everybody, you know, has a phone that could be able to use for the most part, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, that's stupid as fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. That sounds, side note though, but that sounds dope. The fucking taking a guided bus thing from Rome to
Tuscany.
Tuscany. Man.
Yeah, that shit was awesome, dog. That shit was dope as fuck. That's probably some of the coolest shit I've ever done. Like, I think that Rome trip was, or Italy trip, because we did a couple places in Italy. That was probably one of the best trips I've ever taken. And I'm not huge on history, but my wife is. And so she was enjoying it so much more than me. I enjoyed more of just the aesthetics of it, just the Colosseum, just seeing, you know, the architecture. She was really into looking at the stories of certain shit and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a great place for if you're in the history and shit like that. Like, man, seeing the Colosseum and walking through that shit, man, that's like a, you know, once in a lifetime type deals, dude. Like, I don't have to go again. It'd be cool to go, but I don't have to. But being able to experience that was pretty fucking cool, dog.
Yeah, like I yeah, it's to be on the same, like to be in the same place as like gladiators were, like,
yeah,
like so long ago, like not even like this is like ancient history, dog. Like we're talking like this is like BC, nigga. Like that, like the like that place, the fact that place is still there, like it's
still
crazy.
There. Yeah, that's just dope, man. And like I say, not being the biggest history buff, just it's still dope to just see it and knowing that that was there so many fucking years ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was hella dope.
There was another thing too that I don't know if you passed it, but it was fuck, I don't know why I can't remember the name of it, but it's where they did like the chariot races.
Oh, fuck, what is that called?
Like, did you see that?
Short answer, no, but
oh
fuck, what the fuck is that called?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it right now, but that was another cool one.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that, but we went to this place that was right across the street from the Coliseum, because this cool, you've been there, right? Or no?
Yeah.
So
Circus Maximus, that's the name of it.
Circus Maximus. Okay, yeah, no, I didn't see that. But it's another like museum type spot that's across the street that you can like. So that's what we end up doing, because it's crazy wild to have to get tickets and shit, because you gotta go, you know, different time slots and shit like that. But if you went to the exhibit that was across the street, you can buy the tickets for the Coliseum at the same time, and you could just, you know, space it out. Like, so we bought the tickets for all three places that was over there, and we just set like a time for like 3 hours later for the Coliseum, and that spot was open, so we was able to just kill time and go through the other ones. I say kill time because Coliseum was really what we wanted to see, but since we're there, we're like, fuck it, we'll see the other place and shit. And yeah, so that was kind of dope. And it was just so many, like, tourism is nuts from those places, man. It's just so many fucking people. And then it's just kind of cool because you know, people are gonna sell shit. Like while you're waiting in line, you got motherfuckers walking around with USB fast chargers, selling selfie sticks and shit. Shit's crazy. And people were buying the shit out of that stuff. And then went to one place, it started raining. Motherfuckers broke out selling umbrellas. Like, yeah, people making money out there. Yeah. I'm gonna say something off the subject. Did you see? Oh, I think you have. You saw the news of Cam Sutton from the Lions wanted for a domestic battery.
Wait, that was actually Cam Sutton?
Yeah, that's him.
I didn't know. I thought it was another nigga named Cam Sutton. And
nah,
people were making jokes that.
That was him. It's
but why is he wanted wherever that was? Like, that was some other place. It wasn't even here. It was like.
But I think he may be from Florida or something. He has place in Florida. So the story is basically, there was I think March 7th or some shit, there was a police call about some kind of domestic dispute. And ever since then, they've been trying to catch up with him and they haven't caught up with him. Like, he won't answer his phone or his phone is off. He's at like none of his homes because he has like multiple houses down there and shit, and they can't find him. And it's been like since the 7th, and today is what, the 20th, and no one's seen him and shit. And
what the fuck?
Right. I commented in the chat earlier, which I'm like, I hope the motherfucker ain't dead somewhere. I mean, that just would be an unfortunate ending. But I mean, if he beating up chicks and shit. I guess he has a chick with it that has his kid or something, and they've been going through like custody battles or some shit. Like, I seen an article with somebody how he was trying to get visitation and all this other shit. So I don't know. Shit seemed wild, but the jokes were fucking nuts. Somebody said, what do you say? Something to the effect of, have you tried looking for a wide receiver? He's probably gonna be 10 yards, 10
yards behind,
behind
him on the ground. Yeah, I saw that.
Like, yo, not trying to make light of this shit, but goddamn, dog. I think that's just an easy way for the Lions to just release his ass. Yeah. I mean, because it fits in the category of what's the fucking rule? It's something about code of conduct or something. Yeah, code of conduct.
Man, this whole time I thought it was a whole different person. And people were just making jokes because he had the same name as R. Cam Sutton.
But the not so funny, or funny part is that they haven't been able to contact with all. So they did a fucking tweet. The fucking police or whatever, the Twitter site of the police down there did a tweet like, "Have you seen this man?" And they listed it and all that shit. So yeah, these motherfuckers went to the fucking internet. They've been looking for this motherfucker for 3 weeks. And they finally, I mean, I don't think they found him yet, but the news is out there. Like no one knew about this shit. Not a lot of people knew. Well, I know at least in Detroit, the local news here didn't know about it because all of the sports guys was on that shit today.
Damn, I wonder how now I am kind of concerned because I'm like, how does an NFL player go missing where you can't find an NFL player? Because my first thing is like, okay, did you ask the Lions? Okay, I'm sure, assuming you probably asked the Lions. Because you know where this nigga work. Okay,
right. So you know his job. Detroit
Lions?
You know,
okay. Man. All right, did you do that? Okay, you probably did that. But then I'm like, okay, don't nobody on the team know where that nigga at either? Like, nah. Either somebody, people on the team know where he at, or if nobody on the team know where he at, that's a problem.
Right. Like nobody talks to this motherfucker outside of the season. And then it went from the mess. And I don't know how charges work or the degree.
And our
offseason
is important, God damn it. We playing for the Super Bowl next year, niggas. Like,
right.
Y'all need to know where everybody is at.
Well, not him, though.
Well, maybe not.
Don't need to know. They should. But he was terrible. And yeah.
Who plan on making a Super Bowl run next year. That does not include Cam Sutton.
Yeah. And then it went from like domestic battery to like the actual charge with like domestic battery by strangulation or some shit. Like, was he trying to take a motherfucker out? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. So yeah, that was, I was just like, wow. But yeah, I think there was a
nigga find a whole new ways to choke.
Dog. Like, what are you doing, dude? Sadly, I wouldn't be surprised if they find this motherfucker unalive or some shit. But it just seems crazy how a person can just disappear like 3 weeks ago and nobody's hurt. Apparently, that at least the authorities can't get in contact with him, and no one else, like nobody's seen this motherfucker at fucking public or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not at all. Like, where
well,
you
apparently,
hiding at, dog?
I wouldn't have even recognized him. Apparently, so. Hey, man.
I don't know if I would have recognized him. I probably wouldn't. If I seen that motherfucker on the street, I mean, I don't think he's a huge guy or some shit. He just, you know, yeah, I probably wouldn't. And the fucking sheriff's like, these motherfuckers are hilarious. The picture says warrant Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, man. I want people to do better, dog. Do fucking better. Warrant Wednesday.
Hashtag.
Do they have a hashtag for it? That would be actually kind of
that's
awesome
what I'm saying. Like hashtag warrant
they should
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hashtag warrant Wednesday.
Man,
where you
God
at
just,
Cam?
Bro, that, I mean, that's just crazy, man. A guy just throwing his fucking life away, dude. Wow. Yeah. Though, do you participate much in any Final Four brackets, any of that shit?
No, because I don't watch college basketball no more. So
No,
I didn't bother. I don't know, man. I don't even know why I'm not that into it anymore. I used to be, but I don't know. I don't know. I got out of it, and I haven't really gained too much interest. Well, no, I've gotten a little bit of interest in it just because now that I'm back on watching the NBA like I did when I was in like middle school, like heavy. Now that I'm watching the NBA like that, it does make me want to kind of get back into college just so I can be prepared for like the incoming players. So like, especially with the Pistons being consistently bad, they always have a high draft pick. So it matters to me who the top college players are. Not nowadays. They don't even have to be college players anymore. They can be G League players. They could be where the fuck we get a star from? Overtime something. So like, but yeah, like that's made me think about like maybe you should start paying attention to college basketball again, Michael. But like, it's probably going to be a thing where I'll start kind of like keeping an eye on the tournament. And then after the tournament going into next year, then I'll probably be like, all right, well, maybe I'll start paying a little bit more attention. So like players who perform well in the tournament and then all, and then enter the draft, I'll know who they are next. I'll know who they are come June.
So I didn't do a bracket. I just hate having to pick. I don't even know. I don't know these fucking teams and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's, I just don't. So I don't really, I never really have much, much interest in them. But the one game I'm actually curious about, which it comes on during the day tomorrow, so I won't be able to watch it, of course, is number 15 Long Beach State versus number 2 Arizona Wildcats. So the interesting story about Long Beach State is that the coach that they currently have been the coach for like 17 years. They parted ways. He got fired or whatever the fuck. But his firing was before the tournament they had to get into the Big Dance. And they had to win like 3 games and they got in. And these fuckers won these 3 games and got in. So he's in a tournament, but he's technically fired. He doesn't work for them anymore. So, like, he's not even an employee of them anymore, but yet he's in the tournament, so he's going to coach these games and shit. And I just want him to win at least one game. Like just win one. Because the story is dope as fuck. Like, you get fired before the tourney, then you fuck around and make it, and now you're still the fucking coach and shit. Like, I've never heard of a situation
like
that.
Why did he get fired and then not, and then keep coaching? Like, why? Like they fired him, but then he was just like, I'm like, they let him stay. Like you fired
him. Yeah, apparently they let him stay. Like, yeah, because what? I don't think they thought that he was.
Oh, wait.
Fucking,
is it more of a thing like, not you're fired right now, but more of a, we ain't going to re up you for next year. This is your last season. Is it more like that, maybe?
Seems like that. But still, I don't think
either
they
way, still
on
a, it's still a good
fucking,
story. But
yeah, I don't think that the plan was they were going to make the tourney, though. And I think that's the thing. But he's, you know, yeah. So I'm actually rooting on that fucking upset. If I had a spare 10, I'll probably put it on it just for the upset sake. But yeah, I'm curious to see how that one go. That was kind of cool. I don't think I've ever paid too much attention to know if some shit like that has ever happened. But I don't think so. I feel like that would be a more popular story. If some shit like that would happen.
That's cool. And you said that's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's like at 2:00 or something. I'll probably be checking scores and shit.
Yeah, that's why I won't be able to watch it.
Yeah, so. Hey,
yeah,
have you watched any?
My general plan is to check out some tournament games and see who all is balling and who might be somebody to keep an eye on in the draft.
Have you caught up with any Abbott Elementary this year?
I'm fully caught up on Abbott Elementary.
Okay, I'm actually behind. I think it's cool as fuck that they're doing celebrity cameos and shit.
Yeah, that's been kind of nice. I like. Well, for starters, I might not be fully caught up. I haven't. If they have aired an episode this week, I haven't seen it yet. Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, I don't know what day it comes on anymore, but. So there might be an episode that aired maybe like last night if it's a Tuesday show that I haven't seen, but I'm through, I think 7 episodes for this season so far.
Yeah, I think so. I was actually
I like the Bradley Cooper appearance that I think was in like the 2nd episode. That was cool.
So it's 8. So it's wait. No, it's episode 7. And actually, shit, the episode 8 airs tomorrow. So, yeah, it's 7 episodes.
Okay, so, yeah, then I'm fully caught up then.
Did you ever see the story of, it was an article talking about, I forget the characters, Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that's his name.
He was talking about how he ended up getting that role, and he was just, you know, saying how he was auditioning for a bunch of stuff and so forth. And Quinta essentially basically told him that she made that role for him. Like there was no other person that was going to have that role. And, in short, it was basically just saying, you know, just having like patience for things that are, you know, for you and shit. It came out to be this big motivational thing, but that's just dope that, you know, you could be in a situation where you got people in your circle that can really do some shit for you. Like, I'm making this role exactly for you to do and fuck around. And he's won some awards for that, haven't he?
He might, probably.
But yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. I'm just happy to see the show progress as much as it has. So it's definitely one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's cool when you got like people who will know that you fit an opportunity and will give that to you. Who will be like, okay, like in Quinta's case, she's probably like, you know who'd be perfect to play whatever his character's name is on the show? Everybody Hates Chris. That's my guy. I love Everybody Hates Chris. He'd be great to play that role. You know who'd be great to play blah, 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 blah role? Brandy's mama on Moesha. She'd be great. Right, I'm terrible right now, dog, with names.
Tyler Cheryl James Lee Williams.
Boom. Tyler James. Everybody Hates Chris. but Cheryl Lee Ralph, that's it. Cheryl Lee Ralph,
yeah.
Yeah. But like it's cool when you have people who are like, you know, this would be perfect for so and so. This would be a perfect thing for so and so. Like, that's cool when you got people who got your back and who think of you in those moments, especially when you black in Hollywood. Like, probably not too many people who was like, yo, I got a perfect role for Everybody Hates Chris. Ain't nobody thinking of that nigga unless they need him to play the dad on a new version of Everybody Hates Chris, where they has cast a new kid to play that.
That would actually be pretty fucking dope.
he's supposed to be actual Chris Rock. It's like, why would you just cast actual Chris Rock then?
Well, yeah, actually that's a better role. Yeah, just don't make an adult like another person. Like, it could be him.
An adult Chris Rock played by Everybody Hates Chris. Like, no, adult Chris Rock can be played by adult Chris Rock.
That would actually be dope as fuck. I wonder why maybe he just ain't got time. He's like, fuck that shit.
But yeah, that's cool. She did that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he was getting
interviewed. She seemed like one of them people, though.
Yeah, yeah. She just seemed like a genuine person and shit. And so,
yeah.
And it's just cool that, you know, because she came from like YouTube videos or some shit, right?
I think so.
Her beginnings, yeah. I think she has a similar, like, backstory of like Issa Rae or some shit like that, because she did like awkward black girl. It's just dope. It kind of a good segue, because, you know, like, the, you know, think about like them two in particular, who had, you know, basically kind of got birthed out of like social media and shit like that. And I am so over, like, I look at reels, like, Facebook is full of fucking reels of people just doing random shit on camera, hoping to fucking get famous. Like, the shit is so fucking annoying. And I feel like people might be thinking, I'm like dissing, like, just people being creators and shit, but it just be people doing nothing. Like, it just be women just dancing in front of a camera. And that's cool to look at, of course. But it just be like, what are you doing? Like, what's the purpose of this shit? Dudes just sitting there fucking in cars eating and shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's this chick who fucking cooked the whole of Tomahawk steak in her fucking car. It's like, why are y'all doing this shit? It's a chick eating Berea tacos. Mm-hmm. She's eating her car and she's just pouring the sauce and it's just dripping. You assume she has a bowl or something to catch it, but she's just pouring it down. And it's just like, what are you fucking doing, dog? And it's just so, it is just so fucking, I think Facebook made the mistake of letting people make their pages digital creator. Is it a digital creator or some shit? Because everybody wants followers or some shit. So of course they're not following anyone because that's what they want. And it's just so much fluff. I'm not even active on Facebook unless it's like groups and shit. But that shit is so fucking annoying. And it's like, I hate the algorithm of Facebook. Like, you, I think we were talking about that, how search should just pop up in your feed. Like, why did that pop up in your feed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was scrolling through Instagram and it was a group you may like, men dating men. Why the fuck would I like that? Clicked on anything like that. I think, do you, but it's like, you know, why would I fucking, that's just like any, I mean, I just used that was an example to do gay guys, but I'm like, it could be anything, like a polyamorous relationship. I don't want that. Why would that pop up in my feed? You know what I'm saying? So fucking stupid, dog.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, and I think we were talking about as well, I think we were talking about like the whole evolution of like Jake Paul and, you know, him coming from just being a weirdo white kid on YouTube and, you know, pretty much, you know, being a fucking millionaire and shit now many times over and shit. Like, this motherfucker got an opportunity to fight Mike Tyson, which is fucking wild. And then his brother is famous as well, right? Is he like in the wrestling or some shit? Logan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in WWE.
So it's like you see it happening where, you know, you have people who has you know, have used their platform and, you know, actually made, you know, even like that weird ass, what's the weird ass black kid? Sente something. Dark skin with braids. He played in the Celebrity All-Star game. I think Sente.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
Yeah,
but I remember him getting banned from Twitch because he had, I guess, allegedly was either smoking too much weed or something and fell asleep on a live or some shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. You're happy for people that, you know, are able to make it, but it's just like some of that should be so fucking corny, dog. Like, you know, and then, you know, people just say, they want more garbage men and shit, less podcasters and shit. I don't understand why people are so irritated about shit they don't have to listen to.
This is a like, valid question.
No one's forcing you to listen to someone's podcast. No one's forcing you to watch the clip of their podcast online. And some people are stupid as fuck, and I get it. But no one's forcing you to watch that shit. Like, I saw this tweet about something to the effect of someone was talking about like trade, like people doing trades are like, you know, the percentages is like down like crazy and shit. And it's like, and if you know, and I guess it's one of those things, you know, maybe, you know, maybe more men should stop doing podcasts and be a plumber. Who the fuck really want to do physical labor? Like, if you learn it because it's like this, it's you know, there's a means to an end. You get a job because you need money. That job is paying, and you do that job. But no one, I don't think no one really, really wants to just do physical labor their whole fucking life. Like, no one's telling women to go be fucking garbage men or plumbers or electricians and shit because they're fully capable of doing it. Fully fucking capable. But no, yeah, guys got to be fucking, you know, garbage men and fucking carpentry, you know, carpenters and whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I ain't even going to talk about that shit, dog. Like, that's such a stupid fucking, man. I don't even want to honor that shit by talking about it, dog. That shit's so dumb.
It's just so crazy, like, man. Like, I just, you know, I see chicks do that say that shit all the time. And it's just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I've had regrets of wondering if I should have stuck with, you know, wiring and became like a, you know, a journey electrician and had my own business like that. But physical labor is taxing, dog. Cool. That's a great fucking thing to know and shit. But dog, man, doing that shit for 20, 30 years, dog, that shit's crazy. I would rather sit behind a desk any day of the week.
You can learn it once and only have to do it a handful of times. Like, it don't have to be your job.
Yeah. You know, it's like, fuck. It was cool to know shit, but goddamn, I got to get a job because everybody's, you know, sick of podcasts they don't got to listen to or some shit. Like, what the fuck? No one's forcing that shit. Sidebar, I am so stoked that Serial is coming back this month. With Sarah Koenig and it is Koenig, right?
I think it's Koenig.
Koenig, you're right, Koenig.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't earlier in the month. It's like the 28th or some shit. But it's
still only a week away, shit.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, I try to listen to a lot of shit when I'm headed to work because I got like a half an hour drive and shit. So I try to find shit to listen to, and I kept looking like, man, that should be up soon. And it wasn't. But I think she was one of the first like podcasts personalities that I came across when I started listening to podcasts back in like, I started listening to This American Life like in 2012.
Yeah, and I say you when Serial first came out and we talked about it on this podcast, you talked about how you how you knew her from This American Life. So yeah, you've been on Netflix for a minute.
Fucking her, Ira Glass, like back in the day, I feel old saying this shit. Back in the day, they had their own app, and you had to pay for it. I still have it because it's in my fucking Google Play thing. It was like $2.99 or something, but it wasn't on any platform, so you had to either watch it on the website or the app. And that was back in 2011, 2012 and shit. Of course, you can listen to podcasts anywhere now.
But back then, apps cost $2 or $3.
Yeah, and
now everything is subscription.
Do you have an issue with? Have you ever had an issue with buying apps for the phone? Like, I'm not spending $1 on the app or $2 on the app or some shit like that.
No, I don't. I've never believed in that. Like, even back when most apps were free, but sometimes one might cost $1 or $2 or $5, whatever the case may be. It like if I looked at it, I was like, oh, that seems like it's worth $1. I would spend it. Like, but then people would be like. It's the same way they would be like, I'm not paying for Twitter. And then now there's a whole bunch of people who pay for Twitter. it's the same thing, dog. Like
why wouldn't you pay for something that you use daily and would be beneficial?
Exactly.
Like, I don't get that shit, dog. I pay for so many fucking apps. So many fucking apps. Like, you, and then you're talking about less than $10? Like, is this really on some petty shit or broke shit? Like, what is it?
Yeah, no,
I would gladly pay less than $10 for any random app. I struggle if I would have paid for Twitter or not, but I realized the pay app isn't giving me more that I would really want. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, other than that, I mean, you know, if it was something that gave me, if I was really into like media creation or some shit, I would pay just because you could post longer videos, you could edit, all the other stuff. I'm really not, so I don't really have a reason to pay for it. But damn, people shun fucking people. Like, you know, you make a bad point, and they're like, this motherfucker paid for Twitter. Like, god damn. Like, is that that's a shot at a person? This motherfucker paid for a blue check. But and at the same token, it's weird because I remember, you know, back in the day where when you seen someone with a check mark, it kind of validated their points or whatever. Cause they were some notable person, but now it's like Joe that lives in Howell has a check mark. He's just saying dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even say I see this check mark, and it's like, oh yeah, they're saying something substantial. Like, nah, that's the only thing now. It's that I used to be able to look at check mark. Okay, that's from somebody who said something enough where, you know, they got verified. Now it's, you know, there's no, it doesn't matter now and shit.
Yeah, and I like you said, like if it provided value for me in a way that I wanted, I'd pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. It just don't
for Twitter? Yeah, I really want to use this feature. I don't know. I've never bought into like shaming people for paying for stuff. And another thing I've never bought into is this is gonna sound like totally random, but it's not. Like the whole time period where people would be like, "You mad?" Like Cameron. Like, I never bought into that either. Like, I'm like, why would that be something that I would be defensive about? Like, people be like, you mad? Like, no, I ain't mad. Like, I don't know. I never understood that. I'm like, why is that something to be ashamed of? Like, why can't you be mad? Why can't you be mad? Why are you taking it back? Like, no, I ain't mad. Like, oh, you mad? You and your feelings about it? Oh, are you upset? Like, why are you? I don't know. I don't understand why that's something to avoid. Like, yeah, nigga, I am mad about it. Blow your shit out, nigga.
I am. As a matter of fact, I am mad. I have some feelings about this, and I would like to talk about it. Let's discuss.
Man, dog, like that never. I don't know that don't even seem like an emotion you should shame somebody over. Like, I know generally you mad is meant to be kind of like, are you in your feelings? Like, are you being sensitive about something? I know what the shit mean, but like in general, like that's not. I don't know. That's not something that I will fuck with somebody about. Like, are you mad, nigga? Like. Because that could potentially warrant a reaction that is way overboard for what you meant. Because that person might get too defensive.
I'm like, why the fuck are you asking me this shit? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it could go off. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
Because it's like a test. It's like you poking at that person. Like, are you mad? Like that person, like you doing that with the expectation that they're going to be like defensive about it. Like, oh, no, I ain't mad. But they might be me. Be like, oh, you mad? Yes, and they get, I'm about to fuck you up. Like,
yeah. As a matter of fact, I am mad.
Different thing. Like, as a matter of fact, I am mad. And yeah, that kind of faded with this baseball bat.
Yeah, that kind of faded off. I don't see too many people with that one.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's another thing I never bought into.
It was a thing, though.
It was a thing, and I never bought into it. Just like I never bought into, like, I ain't paying for no app. Like, okay, but I want that though.
No, I used to hear people complain about dollar to dollar.
It's a dollar, like 99 cents in the app store. What is this? Like, it's like 99 cents. If, it's nothing. Like if, it's like if, nothing, dog.
If the owners
it's not 99 cents a day, it's one time 99 cents. What are you complaining about?
It's not reoccurring. It's just one time fee.
Dog, it was a one time, dog. Like, man.
Always like, bro, if the owners of TweetDeck would have kept the TweetDeck Android app, I would have surely paid for it. I was so pissed when they ended the TweetDeck app. Like, that was my shit. And then they slowly phased it out to a pay thing. I didn't care for it that much for the desktop. But if they would have kept it as an Android app, I would have totally paid for that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, man, yeah, it's like pay for whatever pay for whatever thing provides the service that you want. It's the same with how money works, how services and goods work.
Imagine not paying for an app because you don't want to be the status quo or some shit and you have the money to pay for it.
Or because you feel like a bunch of niggas on the internet that you don't know is going to make fun of you. like
you got bigger issues if that's your internet focus. Yeah, your issues is far more than just fucking paying for an app if that's how you feel about it and shit.
Speaking of internet niggas.
Oh, shit.
We can close with this.
Okay.
No, you already know this. I had a little situation with internet niggas fairly recently, where like the Pistons had some halftime performer who's a local rapper named V's. His fucking performance was god awful, piece of shit garbage performance where that nigga just stood around mumbled while the fucking song played over the speakers. It was a terrible fucking performance. I go on Twitter, I'm like, yo, this is a terrible fucking performance. This guy's fucking trash. And a whole bunch of fucking children ran into my bitches telling me I don't know shit about hip hop. I must not be from Detroit, and I must think that Tupac is the GOAT. Like, y'all don't even like. Isn't like I didn't even really entertain this, but like, what was funny? The funniest one to me was like, you must think Tupac is the GOAT, because like, how is that an insult? Like,
I was going to ask that.
Even if you disagree, if I thought Tupac was the GOAT and you disagreed with me, it's not like that's a, like, you could you can't shame me for that. That's still a valid choice. Like, it's not like I said Flavor Flav was the GOAT. Like, right. I said it was Flavor Flav. Like, if you said you probably think Soulja Boy is the GOAT, then I'd be like, I'd be offended by that, dog. Then I might have actually gotten mad. You mad? Yeah, I am mad because you said it, so I think Soulja Boy is the GOAT. I don't think that. Then we might have had a problem. He said, you probably think Tupac is the GOAT. I'm like, yo, this nigga, I don't even know what to say to this nigga. Like, he thinks he assaulted me, but.
Right. Like, how did Tupac get fucking shaded in this, though?
Right, dog. Like, what?
And Tupac is way better than this motherfucker. Dog. Whoever that guy is. And you said his name was what?
V's. V-E-E-Z-E.
I never heard until I saw your Twitter going crazy.
Dog, Tupac has been dead for almost 28 years. Why is this nigga telling me about that? You probably think Tupac is the GOAT. Like, nigga, you 100% don't know who Tupac is. 100%. Because, like, if you did, you wouldn't have even said that. That's not even me making the claim that Tupac is the GOAT. It's me making the claim that that's not an insult to think that. Like, he might not be anybody's GOAT, but he's in everybody's list. So it's not like, how is that an insult, little boy? Like, what are you talking about?
So you're telling me you didn't listen to V's album called Ganger that came out last year?
Ganger?
It's Ganger.
Actually like that name. No, like, I might listen to that, dog. I like that name. That's such a stupid name. I'm sure it's a terrible, I'm sure the music is awful. But like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, man. All these little kids hopping in my mentions telling me I don't know shit. Like, you don't know shit. V's like, great.
So people are really searching this dude's name? Because it's not like.
Oh, no. It wasn't that. No. Oh, no. It wasn't that. It was because Trademark Taz retweeted me. That's why. That popular ass nigga retweeted me and all his followers saw it. And that's what caused me the problems.
Okay. I'm like, how the fuck do people see
I didn't even
this
know
shit?
That nigga's name. To even for people to search it and see my tweet. I tweeted that the halftime performance was garbage, and then he retweeted that with like a comment and like a link to the, like a clip of the performance. And he said something like, he even agreed with me. He said something like, he's like, I like Visa's music, but this performance is terrible, or something to that effect. You know, him retweeting me was the problem.
I don't know what it is about people, and I won't keep this going too long, but I don't understand what it is about people who take it personal of dissing their, you know, to the point of arguing with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may be like, damn, you don't fuck with such and such, but I ain't gonna argue about it. You know what I'm saying? And if they do bad, they do bad. That's like, you know, Nas, one of my favorite rapper of all time, had a shitty fucking album. Forget the album. It was so bad. I can't even think of the name of it. But of the double album, shitty fucking album. Now, if I was out here saying Street Disciple, yes, thank you. Now, if I'm out here saying that shit was good, I'm the problem because that shit was terrible, fucking terrible. You know, so be honest about the fucking people you're fans of. If that shit ain't going, that shit garbage, dog. Like, acknowledge when they have a garbage moment and they'll probably do better. But if you praise some bullshit, they're going to keep doing that bullshit.
Man, not random aside, because it's not random at all. But I'm sure there's a couple songs on Street Disciple that you probably like.
Oh, yeah, it was a few. It was a few.
Yeah. But there was I ran back Street Disciple fairly recently. Like, I don't know, man, maybe within the last, when I say fairly recently, I mean like relative to when it came out, which was a long ass time ago. And I don't even remember what song it was, but I came across a song that I had not noted as one that I liked originally when I listened to it, that I really liked when I was listening to it fairly recently. And I don't even remember what that song is now, but I don't know, this is a random thing, but I was like, I also agree that Street Disciple is his worst album, but like, I just remember like when I listened to it again, I was like, oh wait, I was like, damn, I must have missed this song the first time around.
Yeah, the only song that I really, really, is a couple of songs. These Are Heroes was cool. Sekou's Story is okay. But the one song I really liked was Just a Moment. And it was a dude named
That
Kwan
might be
it,
actually. I think that's the one.
That was the best song on the album to me.
I think that's the one, actually. The one where I went back and I was like, I really, like, how did I miss this song? I think that's the one.
Like, how can you have a song on there with Ludacris and Dougie Fresh and it's trash? And I don't remember that song. I don't remember it. But the fact that we don't remember it and he had Ludacris and Dougie Fresh on it tells a story that it probably was trash. But I have no idea what that song sounds like. Like, I can't even string a chord to even hum it. I have no idea. But I remember it was probably trash. So it's like, yeah. But yeah, Just a Moment with Kwan. I thought that shit was dope as fuck. Yeah.
I'm playing it right now. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the best song.
When I ran it back, when I got to Just a Moment, I was like, how did I miss this the first time around?
Yeah, that was it. Because it was the only it was like three. I mean, I don't exaggerate. It was like three songs I think I liked off that album. Two or three. But I know Just a Moment was one of them. But yeah, that shit was garbage. But I can't be out here saying that shit's great. Like, no, it wasn't. Shit was bad. Like, you know, I mean, shit. I mean, he had an album. We had fucking Chris Webber do beats. That shit wasn't good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot that had Chris Webber. About that.
So it's like, shit, dude. I mean, he didn't. The shitty part about Nas to me is that, you know, his last maybe three or four albums has been pretty dope because he's, you know, I think he did Hitman like two or three albums and shit, and they actually started using decent producers. But that was his downfall. He was using these weird ass producers, and he has access to anybody. That's the frustrating part. Nas had access to any fucking body he wanted to do music with. Anybody. And who did he pick? Chris Webber. Like, come on, man. And I'm a Chris Webber fan, just not music.
Right, but yeah, I like, yeah.
It's like, who
that's what makes it wild. It's like he's Nas. He could have literally had, he could have anybody.
Anybody. Premier, Dre.
He could have Pharrell. People who don't make beats no more who would be like, if Nas was like, hey, let me get a beat, he'd be like, all right, I'll come out of retirement for this.
Bruh. He could have got anybody. And that's no exaggeration. Anybody. But yeah, so. But that's my internet on Nas. Fuck.
All right, man. Well, we can wrap it up then. I don't have anything else.
All right, yeah. I think that's about enough anyway. Yeah, so one thing I'll mention before we close is that I am not, from this point on, I am not guaranteeing a fucking date for the release of these fucking episodes. Because every time I fucking do it, something happens and it doesn't come out. So it's going to happen within the week for you motherfuckers, and you're just going to take it when it happens. So motherfucker working 50 hours a week now, I just be fucking tired. And I used to do it when I first would get off of here, but now I know I got to do some editing. And so I'm like, yeah, nah, you'll get this shit. I mean, I don't know. I want to be as consistent as possible at the same time. Life be life. And so y'all to get these mugs. But every time I commit to some shit, that shit fucks up. And I just be like, I know they don't care, but I just be feeling shitty. Like, fuck, I said I could get this out then. So yeah, it'll get out.
I'm dealing with the same thing with my YouTube page. Like, I'll be saying I'm going to do something, and then life be life, and then I don't get it out. And I'm like, ah, fuck. I should have said that I was going. If I just hadn't said that I was going to do it at that time, I wouldn't feel
right,
bad.
Right,
but
right.
I like the fact that I said I was going to do it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even think anybody is like, oh, man, he said he was going to do this on this day, and he didn't. But I don't like, yeah. I don't like that. And then I don't like, I won't be able to do that if I get more famous, because then there will be people like that.
Right,
but
when
I don't,
just shit dropping and shit.
Yeah, but one, I don't expect that to happen anytime soon because my YouTube page is floundering. But two, it really has been kind of like random shit. Like, I had like a long stretch of being able to do everything how I wanted, and now it's like it seems like I keep getting backed up over random shit, like me getting sick, kids getting sick, like just random things happening where I'm just like losing days at a time. So
yeah, fucking real jobs and family and shit be getting your way and shit.
And now I'll be falling asleep at 9:30. Like, what the fuck?
No,
I'm staying up tonight, nigga. I'm about to watch some shows, nigga. It's 11:48. I still got to go to work tomorrow. I don't even care, nigga. I fell asleep so early the whole rest of this week, nigga. I'm staying up, nigga. I'm going to be up till 2 o'clock, nigga. Bare fucking minimum.
Well, nigga, I'll be sleeping 30, maybe 35.
Hey, I feel that.
All right, y'all. Until next week.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.